We're the Farm Station, all ag, all day, joined by Mike Riffle. And Mike is Field Development Sustainability Manager with Valent. Great to see you.
Thank you very much, Tony. It's great to be here. It's nice to talk to you. We're here at the Commodity Classic and having a great time. It's a great show so far.
So a little background about you. I'm just guessing you didn't drive over here for the day because you live within driving distance. Tell me more.
Sure. I grew up actually on a chicken farm in Central Florida. Was interested in ag my whole life. So I decided to go to the University of Florida when I was ready to go to college. Majored in agronomy and took a bachelor's of science degree and a master of science degree there. They got a bit tired of me there, said you need to go somewhere else for your PhD. So I did. Went to Oklahoma State University and got a PhD there in agronomy. All three degrees were focused in agronomy, crop science, with kind of a specialty in weed science.
So let's talk about the company for just a minute. Valent, tell us a little more about the company.
Valent USA is a what's known as a basic manufacturer. We are a discovery and innovation company, and we develop products that help growers with pest management.
So when we're talking about crops, I mean, you talk about Central Florida. You've got a wide variety of crops that grow in Florida. But when you're talking about Texas, mainly you're talking cotton, wheat, corn, maybe sorghum, and some soybeans around the area. But what really fits for Texas producers?
We definitely work a lot with our Texas partners. There's a broad range of crops, like you mentioned. We do work a good bit in corn with several of our products, and we have a number of products that fit the cotton market, and we've sold products in cotton for many years. So Valent has a pretty broad, diverse number of products, different kinds of products. We sell herbicides, insecticides, fungicides. We also sell plant growth regulators. And recently we've got into what they're calling soil health products. And there's a number of different soil health products that are available in the market today. Valent, with our science background and technical background, we're digging deep into several different areas, one of which is mycorrhizal fungi. We're also looking at bacteria of different strains and how they might help plant health. So we're really, we're kind of two main areas is pest management and plant health.
And you mentioned soil health, and there's really been somewhat of a, I wouldn't say a revolution on soil health, maybe an evolution on focusing on soil health. Is it really the next frontier?
That's a wonderful way to put it. It is an evolution. There's soil scientists have known a lot about soils, of course, for a very long time. They talked about the physical and chemical properties of soil. In the last 10 years, they talk about the physical, chemical, and biological properties of soil. It's the biological properties of soil that lead to soil health. So that's what we're focused on. Myself, in the technology side of our business, I've taken a deep dive in the science over the last 5 years, especially since we're working on this on these mycorrhiza products. What do mycorrhiza do? How does this symbiosis with the plant form? What does the plant get from the mycorrhiza? What do the mycorrhiza get from the plant? So we're looking at all different aspects of soil health. But if you look at soil health, you're going to talk about fungal composition in the soil. Mostly it's about the you talk about the soil microbiome, right? So that's bacteria and fungi. Healthy soils have a fungi dominant microbiome. So that's what we're finding out. And after taking this deep dive into the science of mycorrhiza, we realize that we're in a good spot with the products that we're selling here, because we can talk about soil health, we can talk about plant health. And there's another aspect about this product that we're just now kind of really talking about. And it's the environmental health, and it's an interesting way to look at mycorrhiza. What I found in looking at the peer-reviewed scientific literature is that a well-colonized crop leaches less nutrients out of the soil profile compared to a non-well-colonized crop. So that's kind of a new area for us to look at. And I recently wrote a review of the scientific literature, and it shows just that, that there's some environmental benefit too, as well as soil health and plant health benefits.
It's exciting. I know just by watching the expression on your face, it's exciting for you too. We wish you the best in 2020.
Thank you so much. I sure appreciate it.
Again, talking with Mike Riffle, Field Development Sustainability Manager for Valent USA. From Commodity Classic, I'm Tony St. James on the Farm Station, All Ag, All Day.